This is incredible. It's a beautiful day.
Yes, it is.
Shout Rock. This is so, you know, history. History is an important thing. I just think that in all genres of life, you know what I mean? And of course, you play a major role
yes.
in the hip hop world. And that, you know, that's that, and that will always remain there. Of course, we're going to talk about this book, but I definitely want to give the world a sort of a brief synopsis on who you are, right?
Right.
But always got to let it be known that we're currently at Books in the Hood, you know.
Books you know, in the Hood.
Books in the
and
Hood.
The Bronx.
In the Bronx. You dig what I'm saying?
In the Bronx.
Talk to us. Give us something. Just please. And
My name is Shah Rock. I'm from the group, the Funky 4+1. For me, it started back in 1976. I started out as a B-girl. And I went to a Cool Herc party, you know, back in 1976, and that's what got me really involved, you know, in becoming really an MC. But I think that the journey for me has to do a lot with the Bronx,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
because back then, when a lot of people like to, you know, say, you know, because it is, this is how hip hop started or whatever. But for me, it was just everything that we were going through at that time was a form of. A richness for me to be able to say, you know what, this is something that I want to gravitate
mm-hmm,
to.
Mm-hmm.
And Kool Herc is the one that had started me off, you know, into becoming the MC that I am today, mm-hmm. just by being a B-girl.
What made you say, you know what, it's time to write this book?
You know what, the bottom line was is that it's been almost 30-something years,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm getting older.
Right.
You know, and some people know the age, but I'm getting older. And I truly felt that after all of these years, you know, if you're not saying nothing, I always felt like I had no need to tell people who I was,
right.
you know, because I felt like it was common knowledge. But as I began to start talking to young kids,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
even kids from that have made, even older people that probably was my age, had no clue of who Shah Rock was
right.
who was the Funky 4+1.
Right.
And then also people began to start changing history, you know, and just taking out what really happened and emplacing what they thought would happen, that thought had happened. So I said, you know what, I need to go ahead and really just talk about the experience of me, Shah Rock, and also with the Funky Four, to really just be able to break it down, because it's my history, as well as my kids' history, as well as the world history,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
I think that the story needed to be told. What I did is basically I just really got to the point, you know, because I had a whole lot of people from
That's a long point now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I got to the point, though. I chopped it up.
Sure.
I chopped it up, but I chopped it up in a sense where you can be able to understand what we went through. I didn't do the drag out long thing.
Right,
make extra pages
right.
all of that stuff to make the book look thick. When you read it, you're going to know, you know, exactly what I'm talking about. I got mm-hmm. to the point. I took it from how it started for me as a girl growing up. To every step that we took as the Funky 4+1
mm-hmm.
to be able to be the first group, you know, that were pioneers on the street, even before 79, that was how we accomplished so much in a little bit of time. And it's a known fact history, but never really got the recognition for
right,
it.
Right.
But
so,
it is known. So I actually broke it down to everything. The misconceptions, the changes that people have been making over the years.
I just broke it down
to where you can understand that this is what happened. For us in the Funky Four.
And my
goal really is to make sure that I solidify my group in history. Even though the information is there, I want to talk about it because a lot of people in the world don't know.
So, Shah, have you, regarding a matter of distributing it, did you do it? Are you self-publishing?
And I did that. And let me tell you why I did that. Because I went back to when I'm 16, 17 mm-hmm. years old growing up in the streets. We got marketing.
Mm.
We got marketing. You had to hit the streets. You had to go to the people.
Mm-hmm.
You had to go to the people. If you go out, and like I was in Lambert. I'm from Lambert.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went out to the young kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't shocked that they didn't know who I was. But that right there just gave me an incentive to say, you know what? It's like being an MC all again. You
right.
know, back in the days, you didn't have, you know, like, you know, the media. You didn't have the radio, you know, to push you. You had to go out there, and you had to pass out your flyers. You had to convince those people that was watching you in the crowd that you was the MC that you was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had to make sure that you command their respect. So I want to take it back to the streets. Yes, you know, I can probably, you know, go through at some point and use the media. But right now, I'm going back to the streets. I want to take it back to the streets. I want to do it myself. And I want people to know me and know my group as being the icons that we are. So I took it upon myself along with Aisha Brown. you know, which is my co-writer, to make sure that we do that. We take it back to the street. So we have our dream of doing 100,000 before the end of the year, and we're going to do it.
That's what I'm talking about.
See, because the streets is what made us.
That's right.
The streets is what
made
us.
That's right.
And if you don't take it back to the streets, if you don't take it back to the street, then it ain't in your heart.
Right.
You're doing it for all the wrong reasons.
Right.
So yes, you know, say what you want, but I plan to take it back to the streets, and that's what I'm doing now.
Now,
it has helped me. That's what has always helped.
Now, Shaq, you know, we got the book.
Mm-hmm.
Next moves after the book.
The next move. You know what? My thing is right now, I'm really focusing on the book.
Okay.
Because a lot of times, you know, you get caught up in, okay, yeah, now I'm going to get the book. I want to move on to this. And and the book right now is my passion.
I respect
the
that.
The history is my passion.
I respect
so
that.
Until that history is put out there, I'm not focusing on nothing else.
It's solidified.
I'm not focusing on nothing else right now.
I love it. I didn't throw it out there, to look at, or just to create a level of controversy in a sense or whatever, but you know, from dealing with iconic
yes.
artists, you know what I mean? Sometimes there's a bit of, you know, there's a bit of, I don't know, I won't say hate.
No, I feel you.
But there's a bit of.
But you know what the thing is that the bottom line I see is that if you are true to the game, if you're true to the culture, no matter what, or you're true to the history of hip hop, you go with the flow. Because the bottom line is that when I know a lot of people, when they talk about the you know, the iconic aspect and you know, the pioneers that has been, the first thing they like to say is that we're bitter. You know,
right,
you know,
right.
But you know what? Maybe is I can't, I don't know. I can only speak for myself, and for me, it's like the money was never the issue.
Right.
My payoff at the end is that I'm going to make sure that the Funky Four plus one, the Sha-Rock, go down in history. That's my payoff.
Right.
That's my payoff. You can keep everything else, but that's how I want to be able to keep the payoff. It's not going down in history.
Of course, we with the infamous
yes.
Sha-Rock. Please, luminary icon, support it.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Please support it.
It's in stores. And if you don't find it in your local store, ask whoever to go ahead and put it in your store, okay? You'll also get it on Amazon.com, Luminary Icon.